want to say this. I want to get into this right quick, and I want to say this because it needs to be said. The truth about Trump's impeachment inquiry is this: Trump will not be removed from office. It's not realistic. It's just not going to happen unless he does something really, really stupid. Democrats aren't going to even try to remove him from office. And I don't even think that that's the game plan. This is a long-term strategy. Like, this is Democrats looking down the road at actually locking Trump up once he actually leaves office. Now, I've been reading a lot of things online. Now, I'm a person, because I don't really care about politics like that, I can read all of the blogs, all of the information without having a political bias. And what I've seen is so funny to me. Is what's funny is Republicans are still saying that they're going to lock up Hillary and they're going to lock up Biden and all these people. Meanwhile, the only people that are being locked up are Trump's henchmen. Two people that were associated with Rudy Giuliani have just been arrested trying to flee the country. And you have seven people that were affiliated with Trump already in jail. But yet, for some reason, when I go to these conservative websites and look at these conservative YouTube channels and I read the comments, they're still talking about who they're going to lock up. As a matter of fact, I think William Barr was going around trying to see if he could get some information on Biden and trying to see if he could, I don't know. I guess he was going to try to bring charges to Biden. And it's just funny and it's hilarious because you have one side, which is the Democrats, who are actually locking up Trump's henchmen. And on the other side, you have conservatives who are screaming, lock these people up. Oh, this person's going to get locked up. Obama's going to jail. Hillary's going to jail. Biden's going to jail. Biden's son, Hunter, he's going to jail. But the only people that are actually going to jail are the people that are associated with the Trump administration. And it's just hilarious. It's funny. It's funny to see how stupid these people are. And when I say these people, I'm talking about these nut job conservatives. And this is all because of QAnon, Alex Jones and QAnon, who keep making these bold claims. And I've stated this before. Last year, they swore to God that Trump was going to lock up Obama and Hillary. So the people that haven't heard this before are probably saying, what the hell are you talking about right now, Victor Morrow? But you have to go back and research it and look it up. QAnon, which is kind of like dying down now, because QAnon has made so many false prophecies. But they claimed, I believe it was December the 5th, 2018, they claimed that Trump, that was the day, it was either December the 4th or December the 5th. They claimed that Trump, that was the day that Trump was going to lock up Obama, Hillary, and I think they said over 1,000 Democrats, something along those lines. But the only people that are going to jail are people affiliated with the Trump administration. So I don't know why they keep listening to this garbage. I don't know why they keep listening to these conspiracy people. They have this obsession with locking up Hillary. But it's only conservatives. it's only Trump's people that are getting locked up. And I think it's just, it's the most amazing thing. But one thing that's going on right now is certain conservatives want Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani. They want him to shut the hell up. He's talking too much. He's spilling the beans. He's snitching on Trump. They're just flat out telling on themselves. It's already bad enough for Trump that he doesn't know how to shut up and stay off of Twitter. But then you add Giuliani, who's supposed to be Trump's lawyer and advisor, who keeps saying things that the Democrats are going to use later on. Now, this is very important that you understand. The impeachment inquiry will not remove Trump from office. This isn't the game. That's not the game plan, to remove Trump from office. All they're doing is gathering information. It's an investigation. People don't understand what investigation means. That's why these stupid conservatives say stupid stuff online like, oh, yeah, you see, they didn't impeach Trump. They haven't been able to remove him. It's another win for Trump. But what they don't understand is they're locking up his henchmen just like how the FBI does a drug cartel. They get the lower, they get the street soldiers, get them to flip and turn, and they gather the information, and they slowly make their move on the kingpin. They don't just go right after John Gotti. They went and got his henchmen. They went and got his street soldiers. That's how you do that. So for the people that are thinking that they're going to go right after Trump and just throw him in jail, it doesn't work like that. They are looking to get him when he's out of office. The state of New York is going to get him. For all of the crimes that Trump has committed while serving as the president, he probably will get away with those things. But he's not going to get away with the stuff that he did before he became president. All this information has come out because of his presidency. And I said it before and I say it again. The worst thing that ever happened to Donald Trump was becoming the president of the United States. Because all of his illegal activities, and I'm talking about those activities and those crimes that he committed prior to being elected the president, all of that stuff is coming out. A lot of this information we wouldn't even have if he had not become president. See, that's what happens when you become president. You get scrutinized. You get, it's a constant investigation. People look into your money. They look into who you're doing business deals with. We wouldn't even know half of these things if Trump wasn't the president. You wouldn't even know. For all we knew, Trump was just a billionaire. He was just, you know, he was another billionaire. He was Donald Trump. Trump Towers, Trump University, that's all we knew. That's all we knew, but now we know so much more. So I want to get into this article here. This is from Politico, and it's talking about Giuliani. It says, stop talking. Trump advisors want Giuliani dumped. Okay. It says, for weeks, prominent Republican advisors have been privately imploring President Donald Trump to sideline Rudy Giuliani after a barrage of inconsistent, combative, and occasionally cringe-inducing media interviews, according to three people familiar with the conversations. And that was before the arrest of two foreign-born businessmen who reportedly helped Giuliani try to discredit former Vice President Joe Biden, the leading Democrat to take on Trump in next year's election. Several reports have indicated Giuliani himself may be caught up in the probe. Yeah. See, now here's the thing. The problem for Democrats is this. By the time the 2020 election is really on and popping and they actually get a official nominee, Democratic nominee, they're going to be so torn down, whoever that person is, because Democrats have been ripping each other apart. Joe Biden is losing steam. He's losing momentum. Kamala Harris is dead in the water. Her campaign is dead in the water. Bernie Sanders just had a heart attack, or, you know, he's dealing with health issues. That's done. And he doesn't even have nowhere near the steam and the support that he had back in 2016 when he was going up against Hillary. He's almost an afterthought. And Elizabeth Warren, she looked like, I mean, it's possible that she could be the nominee. And I just don't think Elizabeth Warren has what it takes to beat Donald Trump. Not just because she's a woman, but actually that does play into it, because a lot of people will not vote for a woman to become president. Now, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by over 2 million. I think they said 3 million. Unfortunately, for the Democrats, elections are not won by the popular vote. So even with all of this that I said before, it's possible that Trump could be reelected as the president, even with Giuliani being an idiot and snitching on himself. And Trump recently just threw Giuliani under the bus. You understand me? Even with all of that, guess what? You may be looking at another 4 years of Trump. Now, Trump is already, he's already ready to pretty much disassociate himself with Giuliani, because this is what Trump does. This is what he does. If he can see value in you, if he feel like he can get something from you, you're the greatest person ever. Oh, you're fantastic. Oh, you're great. You're wonderful. You're tremendous. But the moment you are caught up in a scandal, or you lose, or he feels like you might bring him down, this is what he does. This is him throwing Giuliani under the bus.
Gentlemen, now it's possible I have a picture with him, because I have a picture with everybody. I have a picture with everybody here, but somebody said there may be a picture or something where at a fundraiser or somewhere. But I have pictures with everybody.
Have you talked to them?
I don't know if there's anybody I don't have pictures. I don't know them, I don't know about them. I don't know what they do. But I don't know. Maybe they were clients of Rudy. You'd have to ask Rudy. I just don't know.
Yeah, you have to ask Rudy. You have to ask Rudy. Because Trump is going to detach himself from Rudy Giuliani. And it's going to happen soon, in my opinion. So now this clip comes from CNN, and this just makes my point. As you can see, Trump is trying to distance himself from Giuliani. Just take a listen to this.
So tonight, is Rudy Giuliani still President Trump's lawyer? The president was asked a direct question on the White House lawn, and he wouldn't say yes.
Well, I don't know. I haven't spoken to Rudy. I spoke to him yesterday briefly. He's a very good attorney, and he has been my attorney.
The president saying, I don't know it. Everybody's scratching their heads. So is Rudy Giuliani still his lawyer or not? Well, tonight a source is telling CNN that, yes, Giuliani is still President Trump's lawyer, but won't be handling matters involving Ukraine. And it's not hard to see why. Giuliani getting too hot to touch with the arrest and indictments this week of his two associates who were helping him try to dig up dirt on Joe Biden in Ukraine. But now they are charged with violating campaign finance laws, accused of funneling foreign money into U.S. elections. And to make matters worse for Giuliani, the two men were arrested while trying to board a flight to Europe with one-way tickets. And Giuliani himself is a subject of that federal investigation. Just moments ago, the New York Times reporting he is being investigated for breaking lobbying laws in his dealings with Ukraine.
Now, you can see why Trump is like, well, I don't know what Rudy Giuliani, he's been my lawyer. He's been my attorney. You see, he's already backing off of Giuliani. This is what Trump does. He has an administration that is a revolving door. But how does that affect the election? It doesn't. Because guess what? Trump supporters don't care. They are the biggest hypocrites on the planet. They spend everything with all of this mess. They're just like, well, CNN is fake news, so, you know, not going to listen. And if someone like Shep Smith, who just left Fox, if someone like him tells a little bit of the truth, they say he's the worst person on Fox News. He's a never Trumper. It's hilarious, man. But the Democrats are so stupid, and they keep shooting themselves in the foot, that even though Trump has all of this negative publicity, all of the scandals, being caught red-handed, his lawyer telling on him, snitching on him, all of the illegal activities, as long as Trump has his base, and he does, they will continue to support him, and they're going to go vote for him, especially if Elizabeth Warren is a Democratic nominee. And that's quite possible. I'm not a Democrat, so I don't care. It's not my fight. I'm just a podcaster. That's it. I just give my opinion. I look at this stuff and I just give my thoughts on it. But it's quite possible that Warren is going to beat Biden. And I really think Biden is the only one that could beat Trump. This is the scenario, the bad situation that the Democrats find themselves in. And it may cost them the 2020 election. I don't even give the Democrats credit enough to vote or nominate the one person that could beat Trump, and that's Joe Biden. All of these far left progressives, they want to go so far left, and they feel like Biden is too much like the old Democrats of the past, like your Bill Clintons and your even your Barack Obamas or Hillary. They're too stupid to understand that they better put somebody in there that can actually beat Trump. This is how stupid these liberals are. They've lost their damn mind. They think that America is going to go that far left, and it's not. It's not going to happen. Because when you deal with the election, you're not dealing with the popular vote. You got to win those states. That you have to win Florida. You understand what I'm saying? You can't do a poll in California and say, oh, look, there's no way Trump could win. Look at. No. California is not going to win the election. You have to win Florida and or Ohio. I think I saw, it may have been 2 days ago, they were saying that it looks like even Minnesota could flip and become one of Trump's states. It was close the last time. In the 2016 election, Minnesota almost went for Trump. That's why I say it's one thing to deal with how you feel, and it's another thing to deal with politics. It's just the way politics work. But I don't give the Democrats, I don't give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't think they're smart enough or even intelligent enough to understand that someone like Elizabeth Warren is not going to go toe-to-toe with Trump and win. It's not going to happen. Bernie Sanders either. It's not going to happen. Politics is politics at the end of the day. Okay, so I can't say I didn't see this coming. Guess what, y'all? Donald Trump may be rising in the polls a little bit. And I'm going to tell you why. Trump is so good at deflecting and passing off blame, right? That I'm laughing because Nancy Pelosi was worried that this would happen, and it's happening. See, Trump supporters are fueled by anger and owning the libs. They love the concept of owning the libs. And what has happened because of the impeachment inquiry, Trump supporters have rallied around Donald Trump, as he knew they would. That's why he wanted the impeachment to happen. Pelosi was worried. Excuse me. Pelosi was worried that this would happen. That's why she did not want to go through with an impeachment inquiry. But Trump baited Pelosi and the Democrats into going through this impeachment inquiry, this impeachment inquiry after he released the transcripts from the call to the Ukraine, telling the Ukrainian president, "You dig up dirt on Joe Biden, and I will release the, what was it, $400 million in aid to the Ukraine." And it looks like it may be working. Now, I don't know if the polls are right or not. You know, polls, you can't trust them. But I would, off of instinct, I would trust this, because I myself predicted this and felt like this could happen. This is from the dailyconspiracy.com. Now, if you're a conspiracy nut job, you've probably seen this website and you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're not, well, buckle your seatbelt. If you ever go on their website, it's so right-wing and so pro-Trump everything. It's just as bad as anything on the left. It's just as bad, you know. But from conspiracy, from the dailyconspiracy.com, it says, impeachment causes a surge in Trump's favorability rating. Favorability rating. It says, Democrats on the march to impeach Donald Trump just got another sobering wake-up call. A poll conducted less than a week, a week after the party launched its efforts to remove Trump from office, shows him with the highest approval rating of his presidency at 49%. Trump is at 49%. And I think that definitely is the highest that he's ever been since taking office. Now, that's not saying much, because it's still a tad bit below 50%. But I do believe that he's at, I believe him and Obama were tied around the same for approval rating. They either close or they're tied, something like that, around this time in their presidency. I'm not sure. I have to recheck that. But Trump did get a boost. Now, remember this, liberals. You might say, well, so what? Who cares? We got 49%. He still has a high disapproval rating, right? And you're right. However, you must remember this. Trump did not win the popular vote, but he still won the election. So he doesn't need to be 55% approval rating in order to win the presidency. All he has to do is keep his base and keep those good old Christian Southern states, you know. You know what I'm talking about, those states that pretend like they don't know that Trump slept with prostitutes and has had dealings with foreign countries illegally. But when a Democrat's in office, they love to play good old Christian. Good old Christian with morals and values. The same ones that were hounding Bill Clinton for getting a blowjob in the White House by Monica Lewinsky, those guys that were talking about morals and values. And I always bring that up because I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember the Bill Clinton impeachment. And I remember Republicans talking about morals and value and bringing decency back into the White House. And then Trump gets in there and they go, oh, well, who cares? We're like, dude, he slept with a prostitute and paid her off. They're like, oh, who cares? And I'm like, whoa, what happened to the morals and the values and the good Christian faith? The good, you know, being a good Christian president, what happened to that? Yeah. So as long as Trump has those guys in his corner, he's good. He's good. Damn, I lost track. I started ranting just now or poking fun at these people and now lost where I was. It says Trump approval rating among Democrats remain low, of course, but his standing with Republicans remains steady as a rock, according to the poll. And among independents, Trump appears to be gaining slightly. The latest poll is especially significant because it was conducted by The Hill newspaper, a mainstream media organ that regularly conducts national surveys. But I wait a minute though. But I thought the media was fake news. See how the right wings. See, I told you. This is why I get on right wing conservatives, Republicans. This is why I get on them so much. Now, all day, every day, I read posts from right-wing blogs and commenters on YouTube, and they say the media's fake. It's all fake. It's all fake. But once it's in their favor, now, ooh, The Hill is so important. The Hill's newspaper is so important. But wait, why wasn't it? Hold on, I'm getting a call like that. Why wasn't it so important when they told you about Russia meddling in the Ukraine and well, it wasn't important then. It was fake news then. You would be telling The Hill is fake news media. But now that it says Trump has a increase in favorability in the polls, now it's so important. Let me read this again. It says the latest poll. This is a right-wing conservative website, by the way. Not only is it a right-wing conservative website, but it's a right-wing conservative conspiracy site. The Daily Conspiracy is the name of his website. It says the latest poll is especially significant because it was conducted by The Hill newspaper, a mainstream media organ. Wait. A mainstream media organ? Oh, so mainstream media is now important and significant. Didn't know that. Trump supporters? When did that happen? Oh, but you'll trust these polls. So basically what you're saying is if I say, yo, Trump did something illegal, fake news, fake mainstream media. But if I say, oh, you know, Trump's doing really good in the polls. Oh, well, now that's significant and important. That's how that works. That's how that works, huh? You guys are hilarious, man. You crack me up. I'm telling you. All right. I'm going to pick up where I left off at. The latest poll is especially significant because it was conducted by The Hill newspaper, a mainstream media organ that regularly conducts national surveys. In The Hill's polling just 2 weeks ago, Trump stood at 47%. A month earlier, he was at 46%. In other words, Trump is clearly gaining. It says other past polls that have shown Trump with such a high approval rating have been conducted by Republican-aligned pollsters. Republican-aligned pollsters, I didn't know Trump had such a high approval rating, but it says here, Republican-aligned pollsters have done polls and shown Trump with a very high approval rating. I don't know what the hell polls these were, but it says such as Rasmussen, I guess is how you say it. I don't know, whatever the hell, some weird ass newspaper word. Anyway, it says and have long been viewed as outliers and generally dismissed by other pollsters. So I guess they're saying that this Republican aligned post poll is it has been right the whole time. And I guess that's what they're getting at. It's been dismissed by other pollsters. Says the latest Hill poll in the face of unremitting hostility from not only Democrats, but the mainstream media is suggestive of how strongly the public may feel about a president who is overseeing economic boom times while keeping the country at peace. Well, isn't that just wonderful? It says it is also a clear indication that the public remains skeptical of impeachment. In fact, polls to date have shown a clear majority of the country, including Republicans and independents, against the move. And until last week, the House Democratic leadership, led by Nancy Pelosi, also opposed impeachment on the grounds that it could backfire on Democrats by allowing the White House to depict their party as obstructionists. Now, I said this. I believe this part is true. I honestly agree with this conspiracy site, and I actually wrote about it on my site, that Trump did see a uptick. He did get some momentum going with this impeachment, and the reason why is because I think the same thing happened with Bill Clinton. I remember this when Clinton was impeached. I remember his approval rating being really, really high during the impeachment and after. I remember, because that's what happens. People tend to do that. They rally around their hero in their time of need. It's like an instinctive, it's just reflex, you know, it's human nature. It's like, oh, everyone's attacking him, let me support him, you know? It's like even in wrestling, I know this is going to sound kind of corny, but in WWE wrestling and even other wrestling networks and organizations, if they want to get a certain wrestler to be cheered by the crowd, what they'll do is they'll have a group of wrestlers, maybe 3 to 4 other wrestlers, attack him, and that puts sympathy on that wrestler, and everyone cheers, and they want to see that the guy that's getting beat up or attacked or outnumbered, they want to see him win. So they call it heat, heel heat, or bad guy heat. All the bad guy heat goes to the group that's attacking the one wrestler, and the wrestler that's being attacked becomes the baby face, or what you would call the hero. He's the good guy in this scenario. So what this has done is, even though Trump support, let me tell you something, Trump supporters know that they're full of it, and they know Trump has already admitted to all of this stuff. He's flat out admitted, and then they say, oh, he's just joking. But at the same time, their human nature, their instinct is to rally around him. That's why you're seeing an uptick. I think the momentum is swinging in the favor of Trump, not from just his base, because his base is always going to be there, unless he does something really stupid, like to piss them off. Well, I think that's difficult to do at this point. I think if he shot someone, like he said, on Fifth Avenue, you know, they would still support him. But I think that his approval rating is going up, and you know who's probably having an effect? It's the defectors. The people that left Trump are reacting to this impeachment inquiry. The people that stopped supporting Trump or felt like he was getting out of hand, once this impeachment inquiry started, they probably said, let me rally around the president. Because, listen, First of all, Trump does everything out in the open anyway. Trump doesn't know how to be sneaky. Okay? They don't know how to be sneaky. Let me go to the back to the article. It says, apparently, this is from the dailyconspiracy.com. It says, apparently, Democrats have decided to gamble that Trump's effort to convince the Ukraine government to investigate Joe Biden is grounds for impeachment and will turn the country, including mainstream Republicans, against him. But the Hill poll strongly suggests otherwise. Trump perhaps, what's that? I don't even remember what that says. It says, anyway, it says he has just launched a fresh counterattack on the Democrats, even going so far as to call on another country, China, to investigate the Bidens. And again, this is that, oh, he was just joking shtick that they're doing right now. The evidence of unseemly dealings by Biden and his family is growing, and Biden himself has been caught in several lies about his overseas involvement that are likely to embarrass him further. Okay, it says, for example, while Biden continues to insist that he knew nothing of his son's business dealings in either the Ukraine or China, in a New York Magazine article published last year, his son acknowledged discussing business dealings with his father. And this goes back to what I've been saying. I did a podcast on this, what was it? Last week, I did the podcast on this. Trump is draining the swamp. And he's exposing everybody, including himself. This Ukraine situation, these Ukraine deals by both Biden and Trump, has exposed both Biden and Trump. Trump is literally draining the swamp. He's even exposing his own damn self. And that's what makes Trump so dangerous to all of these politicians. And why I laugh. People say, why you laugh at Trump? So I'm laughing because all of the corruption is being exposed. But it's not just that he's exposing the Democrats. This is where these stupid Republicans don't understand. Trump exposes the Republicans also, including himself, his son, his daughter, his wife, every damn body. Trump is a kamikaze agent. It's a suicide bomber. You know what I mean? Trump is exposing everything and everybody, you know? So anyway, I thought that was interesting. Trump is rising in the polls. We don't know how true that is. It's a long way to the election. But this is going to get interesting. I promise you this is going to get really, really interesting soon.